Welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High, Arrowhead Stadium, to Qualcomm Stadium, Paul Brown Stadium here in Cincinnati. The Denver Broncos are at home to face the New England Patriots.
To the house! He's hit and sacked inside the five. The ball is free on Miller again. Touchdown, Denver! Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
Crowd making noise.
Denver Broncos are world champions. They have just won Super Bowl 50, and Lombardi Trophy is coming home to the Mile High City.
Welcome back to Buffalo Wild Wings in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. The Broncos just releasing their 2016 schedule. We're lucky to be joined now by Broncos linebacker Corey Nelson. Corey, thank you for coming, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, thank you guys for having me.
Give us an update on your offseason. What have you been up to? Give us the rundown. I know it's been a whirlwind since Super Bowl 50.
Yeah, right after Super Bowl 50, I actually went back to Dallas and went to Houston as well, was traveling back and forth, but was speaking at my old high school and middle school. And after that, went to the Dominican Republic in Punta Cana and got married.
That was
big. So it's been pretty busy for me so far.
What changes now that you're a Super Bowl champion? Everybody calling you, saying what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of, just reaching out, trying to see, if they want me to come speak at their, school or speak at something that they have with their job, whatever it is. But a lot of people are, kind of asking me, hey, come speak here, or hey, come to this for me, please. So, yeah, there's a lot of people reaching their hands out.
And for you personally as a player, of course, it's like there's an opportunity there for you and a Todd Davis. It looks like you're going to be in a pretty good battle. How important is this offseason going to be for you in terms of your long-term career?
Oh, it's going to be huge. I feel like it'll set the foundation for what type of player I am throughout my whole career in the NFL. It'll definitely be exciting, and it'll be a great time to, be able to compete for a position.
You had one of your best games against the Carolina Panthers, 4 tackles in Super Bowl 50. Carolina, of course, in the AFC South, and that's where we pick things up on the schedule right now. Week 5 against an AFC South opponent, the Atlanta Falcons. Last season, the Falcons 8-8. The last meeting between these two teams, however, 27-21. The Broncos falling short in 2012. Key additions, as you see, Alex Mack, Derek Shelby, and Mohamed Sanu. Key losses, Gino Gradkowski and Roddy White. First of all, Corey, what do you know about the Falcons as far as an opponent? They've got to be one of the offenses that you think of when you think of high-powered offenses with guys like Matt Ryan and Devontae Freeman.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you look at their season last year, even though they kind of had struggled towards the end of the season, in the beginning, I mean, they were undefeated. They were one of those top powerhouses teams in the beginning of the season. And also, their defense is phenomenal as well. I feel like they're just a great team overall. The way they play, their tenacity and how they approach things on both sides of the ball is pretty exciting.
And the way they run the ball, too, they're going to probably try to run right at you guys on the inside. And they do some similar things with the zone blocking stuff that you guys do.
Oh, absolutely. And, when we watched them, when we were studying Carolina, we kind of seen, some of the things that they've done or that they did on the film. And so They're very similar to us, very similar offense. I honestly feel like they're a very similar defense as well. And it's going to be an exciting game. I mean, it's a great team to go up against.
And, of course, Richard Smith, your first position coach.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, defensive coordinator. he's doing a great job with them guys. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Corey, how is it possible that a team starts out so hot and then just the wheels go off the bus like that? I mean, what's the difference between winning games and losing games?
Man, it's a big difference, especially, when you come off a hot streak like that. It's kind of hard, to win in the league. It's any given Sunday. Anything's possible. And so for them to have the losses that they had, it was tough losses, but you look at those games, they're playing hard. They're battling against every team that they go up against. And, it's any given Sunday, so the chips just didn't fall their way.
And, of course, they were one of the only team that beat the Panthers last season in the regular season.
Absolutely, yep.
And so now we move on from the Falcons to the Chargers. This is going to be a short week for the Broncos because we go from playing on Sunday to your first Thursday night game of the season. Well, second, I should say, of course, after opening night. But the last meeting, we take a look at the tail of the tape here. 4-12, the Chargers' record last season. 17-3, they won on the road, the Broncos did, and the Chargers, again, falling to the Broncos 27-20. Corey, real quick about the Thursday night games. I know it's a short week for you guys. What's the mentality as far as getting your body ready in order to play on Thursday? Because Thursday comes quick in the NFL.
It does. It comes really fast. I remember when we played the Thursday night game, and we also had that Monday night game when we played against Kansas City. And their focus was just, you know, taking it easy, you know, throughout the whole week of practice, kind of doing a jog-through mentality, you know, just to preserve our bodies for the game because it was a short week. You know, we were just coming off of another game. So that's the type of approach that we take. That's the type of approach that Gary Kubiak takes as well, you know, being able to allow us to have those jog-throughs and take everything easy. And then when game time comes, you know, just go 100%.
Now, how much does it help in a short week that you're going to play a divisional foe that you know very well over the years?
It helps tremendously. You know, it kind of gives us a little bit of leeway as far as since we know that opponent so well, since we constantly play them, you know, in and out of every season. It helps out tremendously to be able to know that, you know, we have someone that we're familiar with.
Corey, this could be a color rush game. It means that the Broncos might be in some bright orange. They might be in that powder blue. You like that?
Oh, man. I've been hearing about that on social media. I think this is exciting. Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully we get to wear one of those colors, though. I think it would be really nice.
Maybe that Dumb and Dumber look. You know,
yeah. Exactly. I like that.
You guys have won 15 straight games on the road in the division. What is the mentality when you guys go on the road when you face an AFC West team?
Man, it's just a dogfight mentality. You know, that's what kind of Coach Kubiak kind of brought last season and to the team. You know, being able to go on the road and being able to play in tough games, being able to play in tough situations in a tough atmosphere. We kind of mold and trained ourselves to be prepared for it.
You go now from a opponent that you're very familiar with in the San Diego Chargers to a opponent that you are also very familiar with in the Houston Texans. Your first Monday night game of the season, of course, against quarterback Brock Osweiler. We take a look at the tail of the tape. Last year, the Texans 9-7 overall. The Texans, the Broncos rather, winning the last matchup in 2013, 37-13. Key additions, we just mentioned Brock, running back Lamar Miller, and key losses Raheem Moore, another former Bronco, Brandon Brooks, and Justin Tuggle, rather. Of course, the Texans winning the 2015 AFC South champion. Now, Corey, I know it must be tough to play against former teammates, but is it different playing against quarterbacks that you've played with or played against in your career? Is there a certain familiarity that you think gives you some type of advantage, perhaps?
I honestly feel like it does. You know, being able to go against that quarterback in practice, you know, being able to watch how they play on the field during game time, you kind of get a familiarity spirit of how they play and how they approach the game. So I feel like it does give you a certain edge. I mean, it also gives them an edge as well because they kind of know, you know, the defense and how things are run and what certain players like to do or what's their best abilities on the field.
Now, their players have changed in the last couple of years, but same coaches, a lot of the same coaches, same kind of attitude. So what do you get? A couple of years ago, you practice against them for a few days and kind of gets hot-tempered at times. And are you expecting that kind of attitude from them in this game?
You know, honestly, I am. Every time we played them, I mean, we played them in the preseason 2 years since I've been here. And both times, I mean, it's been intense. You know, they're a physical team. They're a very great team. I honestly don't let the record fool you. They're a very physical team. And it's going to be pretty tough. I mean, it's going to be nice to see, you know, us go head-to-head and to see who's the most physical team out there.
Corey, when all this stuff with Brock was going down, were you surprised? I mean, what were you thinking?
Yeah, it kind of caught me off edge. You know, I wasn't kind of expecting it. You know, I kind of, you know, thought that Brock was going to be the go-to guy, and I'm sure he knew that as well. It kind of caught me off guard, though. I'm sure it caught a lot of people off guard.
You hold any grudges against him, or what?
No, absolutely not. No, I'm proud of Brock, you know, for everything that he's accomplished. He's a great quarterback, and I wish nothing but the best for him.
The other thing I was going to ask you is this game's on Monday Night Football. The Broncos making their 25th appearance in a row on Monday Night Football. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. What does it mean to a player to be able to play on Monday Night Football?
Oh, wow. With you saying that, I mean, it's an honor. You know, it's a privilege and it's a blessing to be able to play on Monday Night Football with that type of streak that this organization has brought forth in the NFL. I'm completely honored and grateful for it.
Broncos 22-11-1 at home on Monday Night Football, so some good karma right there. We get to Week 8, though, and our first repeat opponent of the season, the San Diego Chargers. There they are, just two times in 3 weeks. What is it like to play a team that, I mean, you've obviously done it before in your career, but what's it like to play teams so quickly on back, or not really back-to-back weeks, but, you know, twice in 3 weeks, it's a very short period of time.
It is a very short period of time. But also, we got to be aware that a lot of those teams that you play back-to-back like that, they save a lot of their stuff for that second game. And so you have to expect that and be prepared for that. If not, you know, it'll sneak up on you. And this is another team as well. You know, you can't let their record fool you. They have a great team. Great quarterback, great skill position, players that play their positions well. And, you know, it's just exciting, you know, to be able to go against someone like that and to be prepared to go against them again and to know that it's going to be different every time you face them. You know, it's not going to be the same game as it was before.
The last time that you guys played in San Diego, a lot of Bronco fans were in attendance. We didn't get to ask you about this about during the road game, but just wanted to get your take seeing all that orange in San Diego last time you guys were out there.
Yeah, it was beautiful. You know, they actually call it the Denver of the West, which is kind of cool. You know, because we have so many Bronco fans that are out there, and it was an awesome thing to be able to see that and to be able to know that we actually have fans out there on the West Coast.
You guys sacked Phillip Rivers 7 times last season. I think he has, like, nightmares about you guys coming after him or what?
No, I honestly feel like he has a fire, you know, to be able to come after us. So we'll have to be prepared. Yeah.
You like playing against someone who talks a little trash out there? Gets going?
I love it. Yeah, I love the trash talk, especially when quarterbacks get into it. It makes it so much better.
All right, that'll do it for this segment. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to get to the bye week as well as the Broncos' first trip to New Orleans since 2004. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High at Arrowhead Stadium, to Qualcomm Stadium, Paul Brown Stadium here in Cincinnati. The Denver Broncos are at home to face the New England Patriots.
To the house! He's hit and sacked inside the five. The ball is free! On Miller again! Touchdown, Denver! Are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness. Crowd making noise.
Denver Broncos are world champions. They have just won Super Bowl 50. And Lombardi Trophy is coming home to the Mile High City.